Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. We're raising the bar yet again. It keeps getting higher and higher and higher. Not because of moi. No. It is because of our guest expert who is coming on in just a moment. Amazing beyond amazing, I tell you. This is the Mind-Body Business Show. What it does, that encompasses the three pillars of what I call the three pillars of success. And it stems from mind, which is mindset. Having that rock-solid mindset all the way into the subconscious level, which is the most powerful part of our brain. And body, what is that about? Well, it's exactly what it says. It is about taking care of yourself. It's about working out and exercising. Wait till you meet our guest. And it's about proper nutrition. And like I like to say, the mind and body are a team. And more importantly, they are your team. So if you have one team member who is not pulling their weight, let's say you have a basketball team and one of the five starters decided not to get in shape during the offseason and they have their first game. What happens to the team as a whole in that game? Will they win? It's possible, but their odds of winning have greatly diminished because one member of that team decided not to operate at a peak level of performance. The same goes with your mind and your body, which are both part of your team. Capiche? Yes. And we'll go English the whole time, I promise. And business, that's multifaceted. We're talking about marketing, sales, team building, systematizing. Everything that goes with business. And the thing is, when you've mastered all three of these areas, all three, mind, body, and business, you are then operating at what I call a peak level of performance. And these are the traits I have found in all successful people that I have been following. I've been focusing on just successful people for the last several years and noticed that these three patterns developed. So that's why the name of this show became the Mind, Body, Business Show. And why I'm so excited tonight is my guest on tonight epitomizes all three of these areas to an incredible level. And you're going to love this woman. She has an incredible personality. She's intelligent beyond words. And you're going to see, she is one fit woman. I'm just so excited because it just resonates with me so much to be in the fitness industry. At least I used to be very recently. And so what we're going to do is talk about entrepreneurship and basically what has she been up to lately, because she's been a very, very busy woman. And I wanted you to share in what she's been up to and then put yourself in her place and say, wow, that would be cool if I could do that, because that's what we want to do, is model success. And speaking of success, there are a lot of books you see behind me. There is a story about that behind that, and that is the importance of reading. I was told the importance of reading many, many years ago by a mentor of mine, multimillionaire, long story. It's on a website. I'll point that to you later. And he basically told me, Brian, if everyone did this one thing, they just did this one thing, they would all be super rich. And I thought, wow, really? What's that? And what he did was he told me, they just need to read. They need to read the right books. And I discounted his advice. I just completely ignored it for years. I did not pick up a single book. And then luckily, a mentor of mine, another mentor who is now my most recent amazing mentor, not only said a similar thing, he also just did it by example. He went around listening to books on Audible. And I thought, wow. So I started listening on Audible and realized that I love to listen to books. I don't necessarily like reading with my eyes. I thought maybe this. So that opened up everything to me, and I began reading voraciously. And I'm here to tell you right now, reading is such a key component in success. And so what we're going to do is segue over into a segment that I call appropriately bookmarks.
Bookmarks, born to read. Bookmarks, ready, steady, read. Bookmarks, brought to you by reachyourpeaklibrary.com.
Yes, as you see there, reachyourpeaklibrary.com. For those of you watching and listening, just stay with us. What do I mean by that? Get out a pad of paper and a pen and take some notes, and and resist the urge to go check out any resource that's spoken of while on the show. Write it down now, visit it after, because as they say, the magic happens in the room. If you were to leave the room for just a moment and you miss one golden nugget from Lauren Powers, there's a hint who's coming on, then you may have missed the most important point of the entire evening. So stay with us, take notes. Reach Your Peak Library, real quick. That is a website I personally put together, and I did it as a gift for you, the entrepreneur, the business person that's looking to improve themselves both in your business and personally. And what I've done is I've combined or collected over the years all of the books I've been reading that had made a difference in my life. Not just any book made it to this list, but those that made a huge, profound difference in my life. As you hear the bells ringing, that's telling you to pay attention to what you see on the screen here and what you are hearing. It's a beautiful thing. And all these books, personally vetted by myself. So that helps you if you're not really sure where to start, or maybe you want to look for that next book. You can come here and have a decent probability that it will actually be something good for you as well, if you're into entrepreneurship, growing businesses, and that kind of thing. So on that note, I listen to Audible, as I said before, and with Audible, you can do things like set bookmarks as you're listening, literally by tapping a button, and it electronically stores a bookmark. And so I began doing that. So now I thought, brilliant, I don't have to reread an entire book. I can go back and go straight to my bookmarks. And to illustrate that, and also to give you some more value, I'm going to play back a very short snippet. I promise it's only a minute in length. It's an amazing book by Stephen R. Covey called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Once again, get out those pads and paper and pens and start taking notes, because we're going to play it right now. Here we go.
Another excellent way to become more self-aware regarding our own degree of proactivity is to look at where we focus our time and energy. We each have a wide range of concerns: our health, our children, problems at work, the national debt, nuclear war, and so forth. We could separate those from things in which we have no particular mental or emotional involvement by creating a circle of concern. Our circle of influence is almost always smaller than our circle of concern. As we look at those things within our circle of concern, it becomes apparent that there are some things over which we have no real control, and also that there are others that we can do something about. We could identify those concerns in the latter group by circumscribing them within a smaller circle of influence. By determining which of these two circles is the focus of most of our time and energy, we can discover much about the degree of our proactivity.
Beautiful words, and this is a beautiful book. I highly recommend you all pick this up and read it if you have not, because it talks about the 7 habits of highly effective people, and they're also highly successful people. And I'll tell you something, Lauren Powers is just that. She is one of those very effective and successful people. And what I want to do is literally get her on the show like right now. So let's welcome her to the show, shall we? Here we go.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there she is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Lauren Powers. Oh my goodness, look at that. Man, oh man, oh man, that is some impressive body work you have done there, Lauren. How are you doing tonight?
Doing awesome, Brian. Thanks for having me on the show.
I've been trying
to do this for a while, and we finally connect. I'm here. I'm not traveling all over the world and have the time to talk to you and all your folks, and excited to share some amazing wealth with them.
Yeah, and I can't wait. I mean, you and I talked, gosh, it's been weeks ago now, but for probably 2 hours straight, and we had never met before. And it was just like a connection, instant connection, because just your mindset was in such alignment with mine as far as values and everything, and what you're doing and the bodybuilding and everything that you're doing is just so impressive and so, I don't know, it's just wonderful. And it was so easy to talk to you like we were brother and sister going way back. Maybe we were, and we just don't know it, right?
I know, maybe.
Could be my sister by another mister. Who knows?
There you go. You're funny.
So real quick, let's introduce you. I'm going to go through and let people just get a slight background. Then we're going to go deeper. So Lauren Powers, listen to this, is a 10-time heavyweight bodybuilding champion. Take that, Arnold. Author, entrepreneur, actor, model, and founder of the Lauren Powers Classic. And now, Powers Fitness Events, which represents Team USA, a respected fitness competition in Southern California that rewards success based on merit, not economics. Oh, I love that. Lauren is a teacher, mentor, and advocate for individual achievement and excellence. She is a recent award-winning international speaker in cinema and media from the Women of Excellence. Now, with that, officially, we bring on Lauren to the show. And Lauren, there's so much we're going to cover. You have no idea. Our fans have no idea because we literally have no idea what we're going to say, do we? It's amazing.
No, but that's okay. We have a lot to say.
So the first thing I want to ask you to kick things off, and that is, you know, that's a impressive accolades of what you've done in the past. It doesn't scratch the surface, and I know that. There's so many more things, especially of late. But one of the things I love to just dive into is start off with the mind. And that is like when you get up in the morning, just like everyone else of us, and you put your feet hit the floor. And if you're like me, you're a little bit groggy at that moment, but you're starting to come to, right? And as you're coming to, you're starting to realize now it's the next day and it's time to tackle the day. And the motivation, determination, and drive starts to kick in. And absolutely. For you personally, what are those kinds of thoughts that go through your mind that say, okay, I've got this, I'm going forward, I'm going to continue to be uber successful?
Uber successful,
yes.
I like that.
It's a new word.
And that'll lift off. No.
There you go.
Well, you know what? I'm actually the queen of manifestation is my title and known as. And what I mean by that is I actually set my mindset and manifest exactly how my day is going to look the next day and the day after that. So I have so many projects, Brian, on my plate all at once. If I didn't do this, I would be disorganized and all over the place and wouldn't be able to do the things that I get done in a day. So I actually visualize and meditate on what is the next day is going to look like. So when I wake up, my mindset's already there because everything it does, it starts with a mindset. And it's funny you brought that up because that is my five levels of and formula is mindset, manifest, motion, magic, and maintenance. So that's the five M's go with my program. That's the Fierce Formula, which I'm the founder of, which I'll be launching actually June 22nd at my big event coming up in Huntington Beach, California, my hometown where I went to high school. I'll be doing a big, big event on health and wealth. So I don't know if you know who Laura Langmire is.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you do. Most people do in this industry. She is our expert on wealth, and I'm the expert on health. So for the first time, we're integrating the two. We're very excited about it. It's obviously on top of my mind. It's like I'm promoting like crazy because I'm the promoter on for the show. But it's integratedhealthandwealth.com, and I actually have tickets for all your viewers. Let's just get this out of the way right away. I want to give a free gift to everybody that's listening, that they can actually come to our event, meet Laurel, meet myself, and the whole day is how to get and stay wealthy and healthy. Because let's face it, without your health, what good is your wealth?
It's right. So true.
I mean, I know a lot of wealthy people, especially where I live, and they have all the toys, the Lamborghinis, Ferraris, yachts, all these things, but they don't feel well. I have a few just in right that come to mind, and they can't enjoy them. Yeah. So my whole mission and my purpose and passion is to get people healthy and teach them how to stay healthy.
Perfect. So
it's a big, big to do. And like you just brought up at the top of the show, it's all about mindset. That is my absolute first step in my five-step process is setting the mind. And like you mentioned, we have to have the desire and the dedication to do this because it's not easy. It's not easy to look like that. Otherwise, everybody would do it, right?
Absolutely.
So, and I look this way, Brian, and you know, I want your viewers to realize that most of my clientele, of course, they don't want to look like me. It's almost, you know, it's not easy. It's almost impossible. But that's not my passion is more women entrepreneurs, 40, 50 plus, that want to just become a better version of themselves. Mm. That's my whole thing. I look this way and my physique is on purpose, and it's to get your attention. And so you realize I know what I'm doing to get results, meaning it's the results for you, not for me, but for you. And that's the whole mindset on that. So I have a whole fierce formula that I founded that can get you there pretty fast. Fit, fab, fast.
I love it.
And I like that for 40, 50 plus.
And you hit on several key elements. I would like to amplify a little bit. And that is, you start out every single day using a disciplined approach. And that's another key element of success I have found through every person I've interviewed and everyone I've read about that has achieved success. They all follow and are disciplined. And the beautiful thing about that is a lot of people look at that as a negative word because, you know, discipline. It's really more habits that are positive that move you forward. But it's doing it on a regular basis without fail. And I love that you said that that's how you start your day, because there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And look at her. She talk about
discipline, dedication,
desire. Exactly.
That other word, diet. I don't like to talk about that too much. But yep. I call it, instead of so much discipline, I call it lifestyle.
There you go.
So it's changing your lifestyle. And again, it starts with a mindset. And then you have to manifest and create the lifestyle that you want and the things that you want and how you're going to live your life. And it's all creates and starts here. It's really simple if you lay it out correctly and you believe what you're saying and really believe in yourself that you're capable of doing what you want to do. So starting that day off, it's just like, okay, this is what I'm going to do today. And I just do it. It's like not even a question. It's just magic how it works. But again, I'm the queen of manifestation. I've manifested my cars, my house, my Harley, the design, all of my remodeling, all of that. I've manifested in my sleep. I wake up and literally see exactly. And I've already seen it. So I just fulfill it. It makes things in life much simpler. We need simple, right? Because things, we can tend to complicate things. And I'm guilty of that as well. I get a lot of things on my plate and I juggle a lot of things. And I'm building a new team right now and being a promoter and new speaker and all these things. It's a lot at first, but I have the mindset that I'm an expert. I'm successful and I can do this. So look out, I'm doing it. Same with my book. They're like, you've got to write a book. It's going to be number one. So guess what? Number one, not only in one category, but it's number one in 98 categories. And not just in here in USA, but across 11 countries, Brian.
Congratulations.
This book right here. Thank you. It's beneaththemuscle.com. And another gift, again, I want to give, I'm just in the giving mood right now. You got me at a good time, is not only can you come to my event for free and meet Laurel and myself and hang out with us for the day and get all this expert advice on wealth and health, but also you get a free download of my book that's online at beneaththemuscle.com, and it's there. So grab one. Grab yours right now. And it also comes with a workbook, so you can apply all the principles that I teach you here to yourself. Yeah, so beneaththemuscle.com/workbook. And I just finished the Audible for it. You mentioned that about how you're at your book library.
Yes.
So people that don't want to read this, I just finished it. It'll be available on Amazon coming up. Same title for audio.
And I thought what you did with that.
That wasn't easy. I'll tell you that. That was not easy. I did want to do it. Everyone's like, no, it has to be you. You have to do it in your own voice. And I mean, I obviously have a very distinct voice. So people are like, no. We know if it's not you. I'm like, that'd be in a soundproof room and, you know, this whole thing. And it was stand up. It took me 10 hours to get through it.
Well, I think it was a stroke of genius how you did it and went about it, because not only did you speak it into a microphone, but you went on Facebook Live and did it live.
Saw that?
Oh, twice.
Oh, you did that? Yeah, see, both my sessions. I know, right?
I love how, you know, it's like, okay, that's a marker. We need to go back and edit that.
Well, that's exactly. And you know, you get it. You do live shows. So, you know, every time you snap or clap, that's so they can see the spikes and the, you know, the audio.
Right, part of it. Right.
Yeah, and I put myself out there. That's another thing, you know what I mean? I just take risk, and I think being an entrepreneur is all about that. You just have to not only have that mindset, but you have to be willing to take some risk, step out of your comfort zone. I call it daring to be different. That's one of my taglines. That's what my life's about. I don't do anything. Hello, look at me. I do everything out of the box. And as my mom says, I spend every day trying to stand out versus fit in. So if you know anything about me and what I do, and you see my cars, and like I said, the Harley and all these things, they're completely over the top. And wherever I go, you know I'm there, because that's one, it's called branding for business. But two, it's I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of what I've done, and I keep going, and I don't want to fit in. To me, that's why be, you know, like the norm, if you will, for whatever that is. I want to stand out, be proud, empower women to be themselves no matter what you look like, be proud of who you are, and always looking to better yourself. And that's all we can do, literally. I mean, really, if you think about it, just become a better version of yourself. And that's my whole mission. My personal purpose is to help those women find that passion for themselves and have a little fun while doing it.
And that's key to successful branding of any company, is finding ways to stand out. I love that. Yeah, and you already fit the mold. You don't have to really change anything you're doing, and now you're moving into another chapter of your career, which includes speaking, includes appearing on music videos that we have to talk about. Let's go there. I love that. That was recent, yes?
Yes, that was recent. And what's really recent is last night I just attended her birthday party, which was a live concert. And she opened up with the song that I'm personally in and had the honor, and I'm so grateful to be part of that, was none other than J-Lo herself, Jennifer Lopez. I was in that music video called Medicine. It's her latest one, her last hit. And talk about manifesting. This is one of my stories I like to share, because it's just so awesome and how powerful it works when you think about how we envision things and make things happen. As I was watching World of Dance, which, as you guys know, she's a host and executive producer on, and I love to dance. I used to compete in ballroom back in the day. And so I'm watching it, and I'm like, well, that's one lady I need to work with. And I'm not kidding you, the show wasn't even over yet. And I got a text message on my cell phone from a random 323 number and just said, are you available for a music video? 32, which is March 2nd. So I'm like, yes, I'm in town. I just got back from India, whatever. I'm like, yeah, yes, I'm available. And then it came again. Are you available for 2 days? And I'm like, sure, I'm in town. I had no idea who it was. There was no casting. Normally these things, I've done a lot of things in my career with acting. I'm a SAG actress and all that. However, this was just really bizarre, because it was just a phone number with no name and no audition dates, like none of that. Usually you have to do an audition, then you meet in front of the directors or producers, and they have to hire you. You go on a bail, then you get booked, then you have to go to a fitting, you have to do wardrobe, then there's a rehearsal. Like, there's all this stuff that's many steps. So I'm just like, okay, sure, this sounds good. Literally, I did not know it was that weekend until I drove up. They sent me information where to go and what time. It was at a studio up in Hollywood. I really don't want to say all the details, but the security guard's like, hi, are you here for the Jennifer Lopez music video? And I'm like, yes, I am. He's like, park right over there, ma'am. And I'm like, thank you. It was real. It was legit. It was real. There was no audition, nothing. I literally got booked on a text message on my phone. And there I was. And then the wardrobe, when you see the video, was not much of one. I think there's a picture you put on your LinkedIn page, Brian, to advertise this, our show. The director holds up this little tiny bikini, and she's like, well, do you wear this? And I'm like, I had just like eaten pizza and ice cream the night before. I have no plans to be in a bikini of any sort. Thank goodness I tried. The lifestyle saved me, because I stay in shape all year round the last 25 years. I had abs. Thank goodness. And this is why I teach it. But she's like, yeah, this is your wardrobe. And I'm literally, it was strings, like literally. And she's like, do you mind? And I'm like, okay, Miss Director. We ended up becoming friends. I didn't know she was the director the whole time. I thought she was part of makeup. She was like so cool and hanging out with us. Usually the director's never in with the talent like that. Anyways, she was so awesome. I'm like, if I'm wearing that, you need to get me a picture with Jennifer herself. And she's like, oh, I don't know about that, but let me see what I can do. And I'm like, deal. Because then I guess the deal is that you're not even supposed to look at her, talk to her, touch her, let alone get a photo with her. That's like forbidden when you're working with her. She is a big Hollywood diva. Hello. However, again, manifestation, set my intentions. I did my scene. Then I was literally what they call wrapped. That means your scene is done. You get to leave the set. Well, I'm like, I didn't get to see her, let alone meet her, let alone get my photo. So I'm like, oh, no, no. I asked the director. I'm like, I want to be in the carousel, because all the models were getting ready and all these couture gowns and this crazy makeup and hair. And it was just fabulous. I'm like, I want to be in the carousel scene. She's like, you do? And I'm like, yes, please, please, please. She's like, okay, go see Raphael. He was the wardrobe. I came in. He got to redress me again. He's like, oh, we wanted to work with you some more. I'm so excited. But we tried on all these costumes. Although my body's not the norm. So we had to go through quite a bit of fittings. Found some cool stuff. I get to be in the carousel. She's dancing. We make eye contact with her. She was so awesome. I end up chatting with her off, you know, in between takes. We went round and round on the carousel. Once your viewers see the music video, they'll know what I'm talking about. So look for me. I'm the one sitting in the bench like a rock, like this, like a rock star. And these, all the models were all my girls, right? And we just went round and round. And like, so people were like getting dizzy. It was crazy, but amazing, amazing scene. And then right after, I'm like, I want my picture, All the models left. Everybody was gone. I'm like, now. We jammed for that. The director's like, oh, I don't think so. I don't think it's appropriate. And I'd already locked eyes. And I'm like, my intention's going in. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I got a picture with Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and Gazelia. Now it's your turn. She's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, it's for my book. And she's like, please just don't post it before the music video is released. I didn't know it was going to be such a mega thing. It's huge. And last night I got to be at the concert.
Wow.
In San Diego, and it was massive. Go online, YouTube it. It's on it. I was just looking at it before we started the show. YouTube, somebody had filmed it, put on YouTube, and it's just absolutely epic.
Yes.
So again, that ties into what we're talking about, though, with the mind, and it's the body, it's the vision, it's the power of manifesting and setting your intentions. And that's just one story of my whole life. This is a kind of exciting one at the end. But it works. The step works. Mm. But you have to believe it and really apply it, just like anything. If you read a book and you don't implement the information, then what good is it? You're wasting your time. So I'm all about that, applying the technology or whatever it is you're doing and make things work for your personal life.
Yeah, and what I'd like the listeners and viewers to really hone in on of all of that, I mean, this is amazing stuff, and it only happened because there's only one reason, and one reason only, is because Lauren said yes, and she had no clue even who it was for until she got to the guard shack, the gate. My God, who does that? Only successful people do that. That's who.
Nobody. That's that risk that I was talking about. You have to take risks. Put yourself out there. This wasn't the norm. It wasn't a direct casting. My agents weren't involved. Like, none of that. And I still don't even know who casted me, to be honest, to this day, who the real casting company was, because it was just a text. It was really bizarre. The whole thing was so bizarre. But just from watching the TV, setting my intentions, manifesting it, making it happen, following through, putting myself out there, taking the risk, and trusting. That's another huge word. You got to trust in yourself and the process. Some of these things happen quick, sometimes slowly, but you have to just trust yourself and in yourself. And these are things I love to share with people, because I'm a living example and I live it every day. I've just in the last month, I've done so many things. I mean, we don't even have a long enough show to talk about it, but from going to India, speaking on the stage, giving the founder of the Women Economic Forum herself a copy of my book. She said, Lauren, your heart is so gold and you hold the key to manifestation, and we're going to give you this because you're so pure. And I'm like, I almost started crying because it was such a big deal in front of 2,000 women. And we gave out plaques like this. So this is one, it's brand new. I have to give this to Laura Langmeyer. She doesn't even know she's getting it. I doubt she's watching the show right now, because she's speaking and doing her own thing. She's on her way to my town. I'll meet her tomorrow night. She's speaking. And then Thursday we're at eWomen Network. Then we're speaking at my stage on June 22nd, and just staying booked and busy and making things happen just on a daily basis. But if I didn't feel good, back to health, if I wasn't able to, I mean, I'm not 20 years old doing this stuff. To reinvent my entire career at my age is, you know, not too many people do that. And I tend to do that quite a bit, but I feel good from the inside out. And so these things, part of my fierce formula is just that, how to go inside and feel good, not only about yourself and your outer appearance, but literally on a nutritional level as well.
Yeah, these
things, it's key. It's key, Brian.
It is. I can so attest to this because, you know, people, I sit in the audience and I watch speakers. And then until I became one, I thought, I never gave it any thought, really. And then I became one, and I got into it. I remember I was really passionate this one time. I'm on stage, and I only spoke for half of a day, and then later I was doing 2 days. But this time I was doing half a day, and I put everything I had into it. And Lauren, when I got done, I was freaking exhausted. I could not believe the amount of energy it took. And my mentor took me aside. He goes, yeah, that you just have to learn to lay that energy out over the whole thing, not do it and just go out with a bang. And I did learn that. But even after like a two-day event, I've hosted my own two-day events. Oh, my gosh. Talk about – and it's a great exhaustion, but boy, does it drain you to the core. And you're so right. You must take care of yourself at any age, really. But even, you know, as we get closer to our age, you got to do it more.
You know what a trick is? I let the audience feel me. I get energy from them.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, from being a performer. And since I was 16 years of age, I was a professional skateboarder performing in front of live people. And I always fueled off the audience. And then even at my bodybuilding championships, I never had a routine or anything. I would just literally go out there and wing it, for lack of a better word, but perform from the energy of the audience. And if you see any of my YouTube videos or whatever, I just work it like no other. Kind of a selfish reason is because I didn't want to take the time to make a routine and rehearse it because I didn't have time. I'm always so busy. But two, I didn't have the scary part of forgetting it, because I've seen other people forget their routines and then the fear in the headlights and they panic and all these things. I'm like, that never happened to me because I never had one. So I would just go out there and jump around, have fun, and usually win because I was having a good time. And for me, that part is entertaining the audience. I'm all about entertaining and using their energy to, and it has to be mutual. So you see, like speaking, I'm not a trained speaker. However, I'm learning there's certain techniques to it, and I love that. But I just feel off the audience. And I've used that in my Dare to Be Different speech about, and it's all in my book, about being judged so harshly from the general public just by daring to be different and being who I am and being authentic to myself. It's not always easy. So I talk about that. But what I talk about is letting the energy and some of the negative energy that can come my way, I've learned how to flip that around and use it to fuel me in a positive way to be more successful. And so now I'm like right now, I'm going to do it again. Invite my naysayers, invite my haters. You don't like me, whatever, bring it on. Because I know it's called balance. That as many people don't like me, it's going to be as many people do like me and will learn from me and become a fan and maybe a friend and a supporter and be at my shows and support me and read my book and do the workbooks. And all these things that come out of that is more important to me than the people that, oh, look at her, you know, she looks crazy with those biceps or whatever. But all of that, I'm going to tell you right now, and the secret is as soon as I flip that energy around and that mindset you talk so much about into where it doesn't hurt me, I'm telling you, Brian, it dissipates. It really does. I don't even hear it. I don't see it online anymore. These silly comments that people, because I'm on TV a lot, every time I am, and you put yourself out there in the public eye, you attract more volume of people, and then they want to come at you and bring you down to their level. Well, instead of bringing me down to their level, it propels me even higher. And so now that what their intent was to hurt me, it helps me, and so it goes away. It's a magic how this happens.
That's phenomenal.
It really is. And anybody that's in the public eye or is used to getting judged and looking a little bit different or whatever it is, you know, being discriminated against or judged harshly or bullied or any of these things that have happened to me in my past that's propelled me to write this book, is let that propel you and use it. Because it works, you guys. It really works. I'm a very sensitive person. And so it's not easy. I'm going to tell you, this is super easy. This takes work and practice and really believing that it works. Because now it does. It really, at least it has for me. I mean, I just love it now. It's like, and my mom's like, you don't have time for the people that love you, let alone the people that want to, you know. You know, it's like my days are so filled with, you know, such positive people and so many fans now, and everywhere I go, people recognize me from all the videos. In fact, I'm coming up on two things I wanted to make sure that you people know. A big one I got to film, it's a TNT show, the number one show on TNT. It's called Claws. It's about five badass women that turn into like gangster style, and they were manicurists. And so much fun. I hadn't even seen the show. And I got cast. Another trust thing. I got on a plane, flew first class, landed there. They had put me in a suite and, you know, drivers. And it was just, I was treated like gold. It was fabulous. Me and this one other gal were the two principals. And there was a lot of extra bodybuilders and fitness girls, which I knew some of them.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet. For a whole week, I just wrote to film one episode. And that comes out on next week, June 16th. On TNT Claws, that episode, and it was a fitness competition with all the main characters. I got to work with them every day. It was just such a neat thing. And again, if I was, you know, scared or didn't put myself out there or didn't, you know, worry about what people think, I would never get things like that. And same with Glow. I'm going to come out on episode 302 on Glow, the wrestling, women wrestlers. That was really fun to work on. And then what else? Oh, you want me to talk about India as well, right?
I want to interject really quick. For those that are judges or haters, I have to say that those people, I highly doubt, have ever met you in person. Because they would have no reason. I mean, they would, all of those, whatever their preconceived notions and their judgments and all that is gone. Because you are such a shining light of energy, of joy, of go get them. I mean, I want to be around you because of the energy you exude. And you're just such an amazing woman. You are just amazing. And right. Anyone who looks and sees at the surface, it's just a human trait, and it's unfortunate. I'm so glad you found a way to turn that around for yourself. Yeah. But for anyone that might be watching this, even a recording or live, and might have those judgments, I mean, just listen and watch her while we're doing this right now. And you cannot hate or judge. It just, you can't. It's not possible because of who you are, Lauren. And I just wanted to put that in there.
Well, I put myself out there so hopefully other women can see that it's okay to be different. It's okay, but you've got to be authentic. So whatever it is, own it, be it. And if you don't like it, change it. It's like, hello. That's just how it works. And if you haven't caught on to that, then you need to believe when I tell you these things and share with you, because that's it. I've been heavy. I've been skinny. I've been more muscular. I've been, you know, I've done different things in my life. My body has changed for different careers. I've been a firefighter. I mean, I've done so many things, a surf star in Hawaii, big paddler in Hawaii, Hawaii champion 3 years in a row. So my body changes by whatever career or sport I'm doing. So I've altered myself so many times. But this is the physique that's on purpose. I mean, people think, oh, I wouldn't want to look like that. I'm like, I look like this on purpose. And I mentioned that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to know me and want to know, wow, you know, I want to stand out. This is by design. It's not any mistake. But I also know, and I'm smart enough to know, that 98% of the women out there don't want to look like me. Yeah. And I don't want them to look like me because I want to be different. But I can help them be, like I said, be a better version of themselves. And that's my whole sole purpose right now, is to get people healthy and teach them how to maintain that health. And then my partner Laurel comes in and teaches them how to get wealthy and stay wealthy. So this is a whole life design that we're putting together. And I'm really excited about it because it's a winner, and it's new for me. But it's going to be exciting because I have a lot, as you know, to share.
You do. And it's great. That's what I love about entrepreneurs like you, Lauren. There are so many that I've had on the show. They have this common thread, and that is they now have a certain level of life experience and ways to react to those life experiences to come out ahead. And now the most important and beautiful thing is, like you, they want to share it and show others how to do the same. And
correct.
That's the beauty of what I look at that is entrepreneurship defined, because
it's
serving others.
And what do they say? Your mess becomes your message. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
And I've seen that a lot. I've been to a lot of events like you, Brian, and because I'm learning, and I love to meet new speakers. And I'm always promoting and looking for attendees and different speakers to be at my events now, because I'm like, you know, the new promoter in town. And I heard that, and that really resonated with me because I've seen it over and over again. And they always say, share your story. Whatever your story is. And I think that's really important. And my, you know, I have my own story, as you said, and I wrote a book about it and turned it into a workbook. And now I've turned it into a speech and I'm taking it on the road. It's like all these things happen so quickly when you stay to your own stuff. I'm not trying to be anybody else. You know what I mean? I don't want to copy anybody. I don't want to do it. I'm my own person, and nobody has what I have. And so I'm using that So it's not hard to do what I do. It just takes the trust and the risk and believing in yourself and going for it. And is it easy? Not always.
No.
But if it was easy, like I say, everybody would do it, right?
Exactly. You know, it depends on how badly one wants to be successful, really. I mean, you said it perfectly. It's really encapsulated in one concept, and that is getting out of your comfort zone, period, mm-hmm. end of story. You know, you can frame it as being different than others. Yes, that's getting out of your comfort zone for many.
Daring to be different.
Daring. There you go. But getting out of your comfort zone, that's one thing. My gosh, there are people I know, Lauren, that are dear to me, that are entrepreneurs, that just simply won't make that decision to get out of their comfort zone. They won't take action. They won't just say yes and go to the guard check, and I have no idea who's doing this for, but I'm just going. They won't do that. And I want to reach out and not strangle them, but give them a big hug and say, just say yes and go and do it. Please get in the habit. Because once I started that habit, just like for you, things just start opening up, and it's amazing. You know, if you aim at nothing, you're darn sure to hit it, correct?
Girl. That's right. I tend to aim really crazy, out of the box, things that are difficult, usually that are all men-oriented, like being a firefighter. Like, you know, there's one of eight women ever, like, that did the academy that I went to and have passed it. You know, just I don't even know what – inner drive, I think I came that way. It was in my DNA because I always strive to be the best at whatever it is I do and the most difficult thing to do. And these are what people think I'm insane, but I don't know any different. So I just keep going. And I've reinvented myself several times, but it all just works out because you have to stay flexible. And I think that's the key too. I'm not stuck in any one set thing. If things go and, you know, go with the flow, and that's freedom to me. And that's part of being an entrepreneur, is you can have that freedom and wake up every day, like you said, when my feet hit the floor, it's like, okay, I asked this God, what do you have in store for me today? And I kind of just follow that path. I've seen it already, so you trust, and whatever your higher power is, you know, whoever is listening, trust in that, and then go and just put one foot in front of the other and just go through the motions, and it makes life so much simpler. You get out of your own way, like you were saying about your buddies. You've got to get out of your own way. And take risks, trust in yourself, trust in your higher power, and live your life. And it's amazing what can happen. I mean, it's, look at J-Lo. She's like, came from the Bronx, and she's the biggest pop star in the world. Yeah. I mean, she is, talk about have it all. She's drop dead gorgeous, amazing body, and can dance and sing and perform. I'm like, how can that, all much that talent be in one person? I don't have too many idols or role models, but right now she's it. So she watching her last night just do it, and she's 50 years old. That's the beauty of it all. He just turned 50 and she's killing it. And rocking
I'm sure she never practiced a day in her life or rehearsed either.
No, sure.
Everyone gets it. You know, they think, who is the one? Gosh, there's a guy that's a super, super popular pop star. He's Jay Leno or Jay Leno. Gosh darn it. Jimmy Fallon's best buddy.
Yes, Justin Timberlake.
Thank you. Everyone thought he just, because he just appeared one day, and they thought, wow, he just had all this talent and just appeared. Well,
Mickey Mouse Club,
exactly. Yeah. And he spent years and years and years refining his craft and singing and dancing, and he spent a lot of time. So everybody that's made it to the top did not just step out of a car and here
ever.
I am.
I mean, I didn't lift a weight to win a show. Pretty close, but I'm the rare thing. I picked up a skateboard 2 weeks later. I was on a pro team. I mean, things happened for me pretty quickly, and that's how I know I'm on the right path, because of that trust thing. Because if it doesn't, then it wasn't meant to be. And that's another thing that helps with that mindset in manifesting things. If it doesn't happen, if you keep forcing something, then you know what? It's not your journey. And once you realize that, it's so easy to let go of things. Because I try to do everything that comes my way, and sometimes it just doesn't happen. But I'm like, you know what? I wasn't supposed to be at that event, or I'm not supposed to be on that red carpet today. Whatever it is, I release that, and then it's okay. Then I'm okay with it, because I do try. Trust me, I'm really hard on myself because I want to do everything, and I usually do except the things when it's just one more. If it's just difficult, and even, you know, I talk about being a firefighter, going for a full time job, I ended up being discriminated against, and I kept pushing. It just come to find out that was never my journey. My journey is now to be a global, internationally acclaimed world speaker. And I was told that many years ago, and I'm like, I didn't even know what that was. Wow. I thought this lady was crazy. And I found the cassette tape, yes, I'm old. And it's on there of her telling me that she said, you're going to be a global speaker. No, a national speaker. Then she said, never mind, an international. Then she said, no, global. So here we go.
I love it. On your way.
But that's so wild. I mean, because that wasn't my path, right? And I'm so used to getting what I want, because if I want something, I do. I really am the queen of manifestation. I make it happen. And I'm just I don't know any different. And yeah. I'm not bragging. This is just my life. And this, except that one thing is this, to become a full-time firefighter in my hometown. And it just didn't happen. And while I was in it, I was devastated. But now that I'm out of it and I've learned that lesson, and that's why I want to share with people that to get it, it just was not supposed to be. And I'm meant for bigger and better things. That's all it means. So then it takes that crushing, devastating, depressing thing that can happen and take people down. Instead of letting it crush you, let it inspire you to know that there's something better for you. And you have to just know that, because you hear this. I'm not the only person that's ever said this. It happens to everybody once they go through those steps.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, cool. Okay, so I'm not going to do this. Now that means I'm going to do something better. And then you can get excited about it instead of depressed. So these are things I'm telling you. It's like, it's lifestyle, and it's that mindset. It's manifest. It's putting things into motion. When the magic happens and you want to maintain it, and this is how it works. And I'm a proven person for that.
Yeah, and I like to actually magnify that a little bit, that persistence is still extremely important to everyone watching and listening. It's also as equally as important as knowing when to move on, right?
Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah. Then once you're on to something, you have to stay with it a little bit.
I mean,
it's not always easy either. These things aren't easy. I mean, I don't want your listeners to just think we just, you know, get it blah, 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 and talk and make things sound like this is not work or effort.
Oh.
All of this takes effort. You have to want it and apply yourself. That's the key, is the desire I talk about, and the determination and the discipline. Those things are key. Otherwise, it just doesn't happen. I mean, we can't just, I just manifest money and then I get it. I mean, I wish. Sometimes. However, it's, you know, you have to really, there's steps to all these things and really do the work. And
yeah, it's mindset followed by action, always.
Correct. Always.
And that's where a lot of people think. They sit on their couch and they put their fingers together and they say some ohms and they expect cash to come flying from the ceiling because they did what they were told. But no, you didn't, because you're missing the action part. And now you got to go do something about it.
You do. I mean, I don't wake up with, you know, biceps like that. I don't do anything for it. No, you have to apply yourself. And that's with anything. Like, am I a speaker? No, but I am now, because I just booked myself as one. you know what I mean? It was like, it's like, okay, now I'm a speaker. I went to India, and now I'm an internationally award-winning speaker.
There you go.
So I had to get up and give a 12-minute speech and thank, you know, do this thing. And I didn't even hear the bells ringing. They're like the timers. It's so funny. I was in the van the next day. There was like 7 of us. We took like 16 of us to Taj Mahal. And I'm like, well, at least I beat the bell, right? And I'm all proud of myself. And everyone in the van starts screaming at me, no, you didn't. It went off 2 or 3 times or something. I'm like, what? And then, but I was so in the moment. Talk about passion. I didn't even know what I was saying. But she said it was so awesome. And the people were so engaged with what you were sharing that everybody just let you go because they liked it. And they have to, by, you know, the little rules of ring the bell. But I literally did not even hear it. It was pretty funny. Totally, I guess Toastmasters trained you at that. I've never been there, so I didn't hear it. I was just like in the moment, living it, and that's how I end up. I end up living my life kind of in the moment, and just go for it.
You're saying so many things that just bring out so many great nuggets to help people. Like Toastmasters, right there. I didn't go to Toastmasters until after I started speaking.
Really?
And I got training by one of the best that no one's ever heard of, but I have. And he was my mentor for 3 or 4 years. And I spoke on his stage teaching his students for 2 of those years toward the end of the seminar business. And I got the greatest training on the planet at that moment in my life.
I know. I should go. I heard it's pretty cool.
So then I went to Toastmasters. This is the funny part. I went to Toastmasters. And I'm watching, I'm like, my gosh, this is like being in kindergarten compared to what I was doing. And nothing against Toastmasters or anybody in it. But it was different. And it was just, wow, it was way below the bar that had been raised for me. Mm. And the very first time they did stuff, they went around and they said, you get 1 minute to do a something minute. You just tell a story. And you can't go over. And then we're all going to vote on who had the best story. And so they did 3 or 4 of us. And so I got chosen because I was the new guy. And I got up and I was literally 1 second under the ding because I've been trained to know the timing and have it in my head. And then they got around, they said they voted me as the best one. I'm like, wow, that wasn't that hard. You know? And it happened two more times. The same thing went around. I got the ribbon, they give you a ribbon. And it was like, that's cool. But the same thing, the whole point of this whole thing is everyone out there listening that is aspiring to be a speaker, you do not have to go through formal training like that. You could just wrap your hands around the ankles of Lauren Powers. She's going somewhere. She's on the track. She's learning. And Laurel Langemeyer is a really polished speaker. She's extremely good. And find a mentor and just work with them, help them, serve them. And at some point you'll get your chance and you get up on stage and then your life changes. Oh my gosh. As you know, Lauren, it's like amazing.
I'm doing it June 22nd, Huntington Beach. Laurel's taking the morning. I'm taking the afternoon. She's doing the wealth. I'm doing the health. I'm going to do my irresistible speak to sell offer and with my texting program and my fierce formula and my five levels of changing your life around and becoming a better version of yourself and all these fun things. So all my programs will be online at laurenpowers.com. Shameful plug there. Shameless plug.
What is the website for that event again?
For this this event, I have actually an Eventbrite, and it's integratedhealthandwealth.eventbrite.com. Integrated health and spelled out A-N-D, wealth.eventbrite.com. And this is it here too.
So for those of you watching either live or after the recording as well, whatever you're watching on, it could be Facebook, it could be Periscope, it could be Twitch, it could be YouTube Live, would you do us both a favor, more Lauren than myself, and type that in, integratedhealthandwealth.eventbrite. Type that in and help spread the word, because you can tell by now that Lauren already has an amazing message to share that will help the people that hear it. And she's teamed up with another juggernaut like herself, which is Laurel Langemeyer. And what a great combination.
L and L.
Yeah, it's like a 1-2 punch.
My mom, at my very first event, which was my book launch, she was my keynote speaker because I saw her speak once, just a piece of it. I was in the room and I heard her say a couple of things. I'm like, oh my gosh, this girl rocks. So I'm like, I'm going to go get a picture with her. My friends are like, you can't go talk to her. And I'm like, watch me. And I walk up. She's like, give me your credit card. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not giving you my credit card. You're speaking on my stage. And she's like, looked at me like, who's this ballsy chick, right? She's kind of like me. And I'm like, yeah. And then we just hit it off immediately. By the time I left the thing, she texts me back. First, she's like, my number is $12,000 to get my phone number. I'm like, really? What is it? And I put it right in my phone. And then I'm like, you're doing that? She's like, I like you. And I'm like, yeah, you do. She's like, I like you even more. And then, so she ended up being my keynote speaker. And closed like 80% of my room. So now I'm her favorite, right? So she's like, I'll do anything you do. But my mom went up to her. My family was in the room as well. This is my first, you know, big book launch. And my mom's like, I'll give you all my money if I had any, right? To Laurel. And then she goes, I will tell you that there's two women on this planet that are the same like you. She goes, you're one of them and my daughter's the other one. And Laurel's like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm going to do all my events with her. And so that's how it happened. We just created it. And here we are. We're blowing it out. I'm going to meet with her tomorrow, actually. Since that event, I haven't seen her since. Knocked this thing out. And it's in, 2 weeks? And we're very excited about it.
So all right.
Any of your viewers, come meet me in person. And please tell me you saw us on the Brian Kelly show. That would be really fun. The Mind, Body, Business. That would be really fun to see that. This stuff really works.
Yeah, I will definitely spread the word myself personally on this. Yeah, this is amazing. Huntington Beach. I'm looking at my calendar to see if my day's free because I'm going to grab one of those tickets and
guest. Then we're doing a $49 VIP lunch with the two of us in the room. It's going to be only for the VIPs. We're going to close the doors and share some really cool tips, and you get to talk to us one-on-one, any personal questions. Besides to sign up for our programs, but you can really get intimate with us during that lunchtime for $49. I just told you, she told me she's $12,000 to get her phone number. Now for $49, you get to have lunch with her and me and a nice lunch and hang out with us and enjoy the day and learn some.
What's the normal ticket price that you guys have going?
That's it. It's a $49 ticket for the lunch.
Sweet.
So I'm giving everybody free to get in. All you guys get in free. As long as my free book as well, don't forget. and then it's a $49 investment. That's it.
Nice. And
we want to give. I'm a giver. I'm known as the show that gives back, and always have been, and all that good stuff. But you got to give to get, right?
And Saved by the Bell, huh?
All heart, Brian.
Yes.
My logo's hearts. And
we actually have one more gift to give away that I forgot to mention in the opening of the show. But those of you that hang on with us to the end, we still have people here that you hang on. You get to enter to win a 5-night stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. In fact, we're at the end already. There is one burning question, though. I have to get this in. I get it in every show. It's the last question I ask of every one of my guests. It's a doozy. So, but what I want to do is, right before I do that, before I forget, is let everybody know how they can enter to win this amazing getaway. So I'm going to put it up on the screen for those of you watching.
Nice.
It is. You can go one of two ways. You can go to the website that you see on the screen. It's themindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation, as Lauren types it in madly. themindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation. Or if it's easier for you, text the word PEAK, that's PEAK, to the phone number 661-535-1624. It's actually the opposite order, and it confuses people. So enter the phone number of 661-535-1624, and then type the word PEAK as the message, PEAK, hit send, and you will be automatically entered to win. I give away one of these every single show. This is sponsored by my buddy Jason Ness and Rhonda at powertexting.com. In fact, when you text the word PEAK, you are using powertexting.com system. I am also a client. And if you go to the website, the opt-in form is also part of powertexting.com. It's all their technology. It's amazing. So go ahead and do that right now, and we're going to come back to the woman of the hour. She's already in there. Look at that.
I'm in. I want to go. Maybe we should do a thing for all your listeners. I'll be there, too.
Yes.
Do some training while we're there. Where is it, a hotel?
You get to choose. There's actually several choices. The guy who sponsors this, Jason Nast, he actually tested it, and he went to Rocky Point, I think it's called, in Mexico, and just to see, to make sure it was a quality trip that they weren't going to, in other words, hit you up with a timeshare offer that you have to be, you know how that goes, you know, go to a room for 5 hours and get beat over the head to buy their timeshare. He said none of that happened. He said it was just as if they were normal guests. You just pay your transportation and resort taxes and fees, and that's it. Hotel is paid for. The resort's paid for. Awesome stuff. Yes, John James Santangelo. Do you know him? He says, great show, Lauren. I'm on Brian's show July 2nd. He's an NLP expert in Southern Cal as well. He's a buddy of mine. He actually was right here, standing right here, right behind this desk not long ago, a few weeks ago. Thanks for coming on, John. So now the big question. I wanted to build it up a little bit, you know. Yes, drum roll. Now, this is something I asked every guest expert prior to you, Lauren, and it's something that is really important, I think, for everyone, not just for yourself, but for everyone to understand you more at the core. And it's a really intriguing question. And just to kind of let you off the hook in case there's any nerves, which you can't have any because, you know, you're on the stage and you're a bodybuilder. Yes, you're human. She has nerves. Here's the thing. The beautiful thing is, Lauren, there is no such thing as a wrong answer. It doesn't exist. It's just the opposite. The only correct answer is yours.
That's right.
And what I found interesting over the past almost 50 plus shows, no two people have answered it in exactly the same way. It's pretty remarkable. So Are you ready?
Drum roll.
And if it takes a little time, great. If you have it instantly, great. Doesn't matter. It's your answer. So, Lauren Powers.
Yes, sir.
How do you define success?
Freedom. Freedom to be yourself, to be authentic, and live the lifestyle that you desire. To me, that is success. Bang.
Love it.
I love it. Too hard on that one.
To be authentic and to be yourself. That is another unique answer, and I love it because it's unique to each individual. I'm going to compile all of these into a book.
Nice.
And I'll just call it How Do You Define Success? And we're going to have all of you. I'll get your agreement first. And I know you won't want the additional exposure or anything like that. But
Oh, no.
And, you know, make a compilation of it. I think that would go off the shelves pretty fast because it's a collaboration. It's a lot of people, a lot of successful people giving their version of success. And then it's amazing. I've got to hear every single one of them. And I get goosebumps because they're all different. And it's awesome. I get to hear different versions of what people think success is. Oh, here's the cool thing, though, Lauren. The coolest thing, you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Not one, including you, not one had the answer of, well, when I make X amount of money. It never was money-centric. Some mention money in the description. Some would say the reason and then go elaborate and say, and money might be in there, and that's okay. But the number one reason was never, ever, ever money or material gain. Amazing. And that just is a testimony to you and all that preceded you about what, you know, this is what makes successful entrepreneurs tick long term. If you're in it for a short term gain, then you're probably in it for the money. And that's why it's only short term. You have to have a mission, a purpose, a why, and why you're doing it. And you, Laura, you epitomize that because you said it from the beginning all the way through the show that you love to help people, and that's why you're doing this. That you're going on stage out of your comfort zone because you're in your comfort zone on stage if you're posing in bodybuilding. Now that's speaking. That's different. Right. Amazing. And you're doing your own programs now, and you're working with one of the greatest in the industry with Laurel Langemeyer. So you're on the track.
Right on the shoot. Start at the top.
Why not? Well, fantastic. What is the best way, real quick, for folks to get in touch with you so they can start following you and go to your events and watch you speak with Laurel and everything you're doing?
Well, I have all the social media, of course, and it's all under laurenpowers.com. So just keep it real simple.
Okay.
So it's just my name.com. It's a huge website, but all the icons are there for, just like you have, for Instagram. It's Lauren Powers Official. And gotcha. All the Facebook ones. I have a fan page, a personal page, a Powers Fitness event page, and Twitter and LinkedIn. Been working on that pretty diligently. I saw you on there. We did a little post. That was cool. You put the picture so they want to see the J-Lo thing. It's there.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, very subtle. See? Just fit right in.
Yeah.
I rest my case, right?
I mean, who's not going to look twice, right? And that's the purpose. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's got a lot of stuff on there. It's being updated actually as we speak, to be honest with you, with more of my speaking things and more of the events coming up. And this is a little bit outdated, but it's still me. And
look at all of it, everyone that's looking and can see this. If you're watching on the video form,
still go there.
If you're listening on podcast, come back to the mindbodybusinessshow.com and go to past shows and look up Lauren Powers and you'll see what we're talking about in the video form. This is amazing. I mean, this takes effort, takes time, it takes thought, it takes planning, it takes strategy, it takes mindset, it takes body, nutrition, it takes building, it takes mastery of all three of the three pillars. And Lauren, you are the epitome of that, and I so appreciate you for coming on. I'm so glad we finally got to do this. Yes. Yes.
I want everybody to get my present to them.
That's right. So
everything I ask is in return is if you are inspired and motivated from my message, you can just give me a quick review on Amazon. That's it.
So beautiful.
The whole thing is a $20 value of the book. If you see me get one, because I autograph them and get a picture with me and all that fun stuff, if you see me live. But if you don't, it's all on Amazon, and the free thing is my gift to you.
What do they do to get the ticket and the book? What's the direct action that they need to do?
Go to beneaththemuscle.com, get the book, and then go to that Eventbrite that we talked about, Integrated Health and Wealth. eventbrite.com and get the ticket.
Gotcha.
Or show up at the event and just say that they saw me on your show.
Ooh, love it.
They get in.
Oh, so you're not going to be a diva? You'll actually come out and talk to people and let them know they can come in?
That's the difference. Yes, you can look me in the eyes. I will get a photo with you. You don't have to be in a string bikini to do it.
Oh, gosh, I was thinking of wearing one. I guess I won't now.
Well, you can. You have to. Everybody else is...
This is the kind of fun we have on this show. Here's beneaththemuscle.com for those of you
There's my sizzle reel. There's Katy Perry right there.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there she is.
Yeah, I've worked with her. I've worked with Lady Gaga. I've worked with Nick Jonas. I've worked with Seth Rogen. I've had, you know, a pretty good run. Again, by that first thing that you said, by saying yes.
Yeah.
What it takes and following through. And it's been a lot of work, guys. It's not easy. Go to a lot of auditions. I'm driving. I live in Orange County. I have to drive to Hollywood and fight traffic on the way back, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? I do it. I just do it. And if I don't go, I can't get it. Do I get them all? No, but I get a lot of them.
There you go.
I have fun and I enjoy it. And it's just an awesome ride. So being a bodybuilder is the least thing that I am, to be honest with you. There's a lot in here. That's why the book's called Beneath the Muscle, because it's like an onion. You peel all the layers back and you get to the core of me. And I think you guys got a good feel of that today. In just a short amount of time, because you're such a good host.
Thank you so much. Oh gosh, I gotta get down to Huntington Beach on the 22nd. I just have to.
Please, oh my gosh, come! I would love to have you there. Are you kidding me?
That would be phenomenal. All right, I will make it happen. I'm just gonna do it, right? I'm just gonna say yes. My God,
say yes, Brian.
Follow some advice.
Six, train harder.
Egg whites.
There I am.
I love it.
Yeah, it's one of the companies I endorse. So if people want a nutrition tip, get the Egg Whites International.
Cool. Well, thank you once again, Lauren. You've been such an amazing guest. A breath of fresh air as usual. Gosh, we could go on for another 2-3 hours like we did last time when we just talked on the phone. But to respect everyone's time who came on, appreciate you for coming on and watching with us and listening afterward on podcasts or maybe on one of the repurposed videos on YouTube somewhere. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you. Comment, like, love, even if it's the recorded version. Rate and share if it's a podcast so that we can get the word out for more people like Lauren Powers that are helping people and changing the world for, you know, helping people to get what they want in life. And that's what I appreciate about you, Lauren, because that's what you do. You're an amazing woman. And we are about to say it's time. It is. I'm sorry. But it's time to say so long. Oh, got to get it. Let's see. This way. There.
This way.
I had to get in sync.
There we go. Look at us go.
Nice. Windshield wipers. All right. All right. So for Lauren Powers, I am Brian Kelly. Thank you so much. And we'll see you again on the next edition of the Mind Body Business Show. Until then, be blessed, everyone.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.